Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the biggest reasons people get into spiritual depressions is because of sin. Some sin that they are doing consistently, habitually, and they don't want to stop. And they know that the effect is that they don't want to be in church, they don't want to be in God's Word, they don't want to pray. And this can cause people to avoid the very thing that they need to be strong enough to be able to resist sin. We need to be in God's Word, we need to be in prayer, and we need to be with God's people. That's what strengthens us to live in a way that's pleasing to God. If you want to overcome your sin so that you can have that relationship with Christ that you cherish, well, it's not going to come by continuing in sin. I can tell you that. No, the only thing you have to do and the only thing you can do is repent. You have to put down that sin. Recognize what Christ did for that sin. He died on a bloody cross as a payment of that sin. And we have to make sure we're doing the things God calls us to do, which is force yourself, if need be, to be studying His Word, to be in prayer, to be in church, because avoiding the gathering of God's people, it is the very thing that we need. In fact, that's what Galatians 6:1 says, is that when we are in that place, we're so weak, we need to have our brothers come alongside us. We need to confess our sins to them so they can pray for us and lift us up. Don't forsake the assembling together.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.